Well, good afternoon, baseball fans. This is George Bryson with Bob Neal, welcoming you to the Cleveland Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio, and the 1963 All-Star Baseball Game. Brought to you by Gillette,
maker of the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor and remarkable Super Blue Blades. Extra rich, foamy, instant lather. Convenient Right Guard Power Spray deodorant. And new Sun Up aftershave for that top of the morning feeling.
And by the Chrysler Corporation, makers of Plymouth, Valiant, Chrysler, Imperial, Dodge, Dodge Dart, and Dodge Trucks. All with the first and only 5-year or 50,000 mile warranty.
Gillette Safety Razor Company and the Chrysler Corporation will also bring you exclusively on NBC the World Series, the annual blue and gray football game, and the 1964 Rose Bowl game. This program is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our audience. And any publication, reproduction, or the use of the pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Any commercial or other use of the program, such as by charging admission for its showing, is similarly prohibited unless authorized in writing by the commissioner. Well, baseball fans, here we are in the city of Cleveland. The 34th All-Star Game, and it marks the third time that this classic between the stars of the American League and the National League have visited the shores of Lake Erie. It's a beautiful day, white clouds floating, a blue sky we can see, the temperature just right, a fine day for a ball game. It's appropriate, I think, that Cleveland's Municipal Stadium, which the Indians have established most of the attendance records of the major leagues, also owns the crowd record for this Midsummer Classic, which dates back to 1933. It was on July the 8th in 1935, when almost 70,000 sat in this ballpark, watched the American Leaguers defeat the National Leaguers 4-1. Crowd figure still stands as a record for the event, and 19 years later, on July the 14th, 1954, the All-Star Game returned to Cleveland Stadium, and the second biggest gathering in the history of the event, 68,751, saw the American League outlast the National League 11-9. And here we are once again now, the new stars of the game, new names for the most part, but the same great game of baseball. It's been 33 games between the two leagues. American League holds the edge 17-15. One game ended in a tie. Some of the great names have played in these All-Star games, and I think a fitting start to the series, dramatic All-Star games, individual deeds through the years. Initial contest was featured by a two-run home run off the bat of Babe Ruth. First of many notable blows that have been hit in these games. American League defeated the National League 4-2, and Lefty Gomez received credit for the victory, Bill Hallahan being charged with the defeat. Now, both the games played here in Cleveland Stadium rate were the most exciting ones of the series. In the first one, Gomez and the Indians' Mal Harder combined to toss the nifty four-hitter in pitching their mates to a 4-1 victory over the National League. More great names. Jimmy Fox. There's a Fox in the ballgame today. But the double X was a different one. Big, strong hitter. And he had a two-run homer in the first half of the first inning. The last half of the first inning to send the American League off to an early lead. Later, he accounted for a third run with a single. Names like Archie Vaughn, Bill Terry, Gomez, Joe Vosmick, Babe Ruth, Carl Hubbell, Jimmy Fox, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, Stan Musial, Red Chandiest, Enos Slaughter, Manny Minoso, Whitey Ford, Willie Mays, and just a few who have been outstanding in these ball games. And I suppose, too, there's a bit of difference that you can find in this one as compared to the World Series. The World Series pits the two winning teams. Here, it's kind of a dream, really, because a dream fulfilled, because you see the greats as selected by the teammates themselves who will play in this ball game. Now let's take a quick look at the starting lineups. These have been selected by the ball clubs and the ball players themselves. Tommy Davis will lead off of the Dodgers. He'll be in left field. Hank Aaron of the Braves will be in right field hitting second. Batting third at first base will be Bill White. The squads we're going to be introduced right now, and we'll go along with what we're doing here, and there will come to two or three names that I'm certain that you'll hear a tremendous ovation. Alvin Dark has just been greeted. Batting fourth for the National League will be the center fielder, Willie Mays. Ed Bailey of the Giants is the catcher. He'll be batting fifth. Kenny Boyer of the Cardinals at third base, hitting sixth in the order. Dick Grote, also of the Cardinals, at shortstop, hitting seventh. Julian Javier will be at second base. He, too, with the St. Louis Cardinals. And the pitcher from the Cincinnati Reds will be Jim O'Toole, a left-hander. Looking now at the American League, they'll lead off with Nelson Fox of the Chicago White Sox at second base. Batting second in center field, his first year, first All-Star game, Albie Pearson. Batting third, the right fielder Al Kaline of the Tigers. Frank Malzone will be batting fourth. He's the third baseman. Leon Wagner of the Angels in left field, hitting fifth. Of the Minnesota Twins, their great catcher Earl Batty will hit sixth. And the Yankees' sensational first baseman, playing in his first All-Star game, Joe Pepitone will hit seventh. Zoilo Versalas and his first one will be at shortstop, a nifty man with a glove. And Ken McBride, a right-hander, but very similar to O'Toole in equipment, personality, and so forth, will do the pitching. Ken McBride, by the way, has been a very good pitcher, though he's been in two previous All-Star assignments last year. He could not appear because of a broken rib. First year, did not get into the ballgame. This year will be the starting pitcher. He's been selected. Well, it's pretty tough, you know, for Gene Mock to pick out a man to start a ball game with all the talent lined up here. McBride, Mamboukette, Pizarro, Raddatz, Grant, Boughton, Bunning, such names as that. And McBride has had a fine June. He has not lost a ball game since the last week in May, and he's won six in June. He's a right-hander. Now, Jim O'Toole, a young fellow who was born and raised in Chicago, the son of a policeman there. And Jim O'Toole and the Cincinnati organization has come a long, long way. They laughed a little bit, I think, when it was learned that he put T-H-I-N-K in letters on the fingers of his glove. But he's done that, and he's now become one of the great pitchers of the game. McBride was born in Huntsville, Alabama. He now lives here in Cleveland. Warren Spahn is coming out now. 14 All-Star appearances for him. And now for the 20th year. Listen to this one.
All-Star team from the St. Louis Cardinals, outfielder Sam Urio.
Sam the man.
And now, the starting lineup.
They'll be now giving the starting lineups.
And playing left field from the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Introducing Tommy Davis right at the moment. We've already given you the lineup. We'll give you something about some of these fellows as they come out now.
Second and playing right field from the Milwaukee Braves, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron has been introduced. There has been a slight change in the batting order, but we have it correctly now, I think. But right now, good pleasure. I'd like to tell you this, that the All-Star Baseball game is being brought to you from Cleveland Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, you know Bob Neal, a really great player, kind of out on this field today, are the fellows who keep working at it. They're never satisfied completely with their performance.
Well, you said it, George, and that's one reason Gillette has always been the standout in shaving products. They're always pushing ahead with research and manufacturing improvements. Gillette's newest product is Cool, Refreshing Sun-Up Aftershave. Right now, you can get it free with the purchase of the 150 Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set. Sunup gives you the top of the morning feeling, a wonderful sense of well-being that lasts. And its crisp, masculine fragrance makes a hit with the ladies, too. The Slim Adjustable Razor has Gillette's exclusive precision dial with nine different blade settings. One is exactly right for you, no matter what your combination of skin and beard. Fans, try Gillette's new Sunup Aftershave free with the Slim Adjustable Razor Set at $1.50 plus tax. Or get it free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. Well, George, the spectacular moments of the All-Star Game are here today, and you're sure capturing them for us.
Bob, I tell you, I don't think there's a greater thrill in the world that you can have and the one you get when you see a ball game start, the first game of a season, the last game of a season, the All-Star game, the World Series. And looking down there now, as the National League is lined up between home plate and third base, money, all the money in the world could not buy that talent that's there. Those 25 ball players, managers, and coaches. And the same thing will go on the American League side. And I think it's interesting to note, Bob, that the Yankee manager, who's manager of the American League, has been introduced to this Cleveland crowd. Taking a look at the other personnel on the ball club, Sam Mealy of the Twins and Johnny Pesky of the Red Sox, both successful managers, will be the coaches. Of course, Ralph Houck, the manager of the Yankees, is the manager of this ball club. Alvin Dark runs the National League club. Gene Mock of the Phillies, last year's National League Manager of the Year, will coach at third base. And Bob Kennedy of the Chicago Cubs will be working at first base. Now, the umpires are a little different than most of us around the league get a chance to see. Hank Soar of the American League will work back of the plate. Bill Joukowsky of the National League at first base. At second base will be Al Smith of the American League. Paul Pryor will work at third. He's of the National League. Now, the difference is that we add two umpires. Don Harvey will work out along the left field line, the National League umpire. And down along the right field line, Bill Haller, who is a brother of a young gentleman who plays in the National League. Kenny McBride and Jim O'Toole, both of them warming up right now. They have just introduced Norm Seaborn. The unusual type uniforms, and all the National League ball players have now turned to see Norm in the Kelly Green and Gold. Although Cleveland has a very colorful uniform, a home uniform, that is, very colorful, this could be a coming thing in baseball. Color being added to the ballparks. You might be interested in knowing in the American League that the oldest man playing in this ball game is Nelson Fox. He's 35. The youngest, Zoilo Versalas, 22, and what a future. A present, really. The heaviest man is Dick Raddatz, a fireballing pitcher of the Red Sox. He weighs 235. And the lightest, well, I think you already know, that will be little Albie Pearson, 141, and he's gained 6 pounds since he started to play baseball. The average age of the American League, 27 years. Average height, 6 feet. The weight, 189. And that just about tells you the American League story. There are many, many other things that can be said about these ball players. Let's go now to the National League and check. The oldest man there, Stan the Man, he's 42 years old. The youngest is Ray Culp, he's 21. Drysdale, the tallest, 6'6". Mari Wills, the shortest, 5'5". They've introduced Mudcat Grant now, a pitcher with the Cleveland Indians and a good one. And he gets quite an ovation from the fans here. Don Drysdale, Ed Bailey, Johnny Edwards, and Joe Torre lead in the weight department. Each weighs 205. And Mari Wills is the lightest man on the National League squad, 160.
And playing center field from the Los Angeles Angels, Albie Pearson.
Little Albie's being introduced right now. Now, I suppose that watching Albie Pearson play baseball can certainly be a kind of a lift to those of you who are not born to grow to be 6 feet tall. Albie has showed that he can do it, and he's done it. Al Kaline, one of the great names in baseball, has just been introduced. The ground crew here, getting that infield absolutely sharp. This big ballpark holds 73,811 fans. They've seen the great ones play here. The ball can get out. It's 410 feet to center field. 380 in each of the slots in right center, deep right center and left center. 365 in straightaway right center and left center. It's 320 feet right down the line. But then it goes out sharply to a wire fence stretching all the way across. There have been 192 home runs hit in this ballpark last year. There were that many. The Tigers ballpark, Tiger Stadium, saw the most in the league, 208. Minnesota, they hit 194 with that power-laden team. And right here, 192.
And playing shortstop.
Tricky win, though it does not affect the play itself, the most part. We'll find banners in this ballpark, one blowing one direction and one another. And I'm sure that all of us here in this booth and connected with this broadcast are very much in debt to and wish to compliment those responsible here in Cleveland for all the facilities we have. They're just great.
Of the American League, at first base, Bill Jakowski.
Announcing the umpires now, and they're coming out.
At second base, Al
Duke Snyder of the White Sidewalls, they say, is down there, and Duke, the White Sidewalls denote the gray hair that come along the top of his ears. Umpires being announced. The players have returned now to the foul lines. We're just a few minutes away from the start of this contest. Jimmy O'Toole is still warming up. And Ken McBride has finished. A Marine Corps color guard in deep left center field.
Of the Mike Douglas TV show will sing our national anthem.
Flag is ready.
By Sonny Watkins Orchestra.
Sonny Watkins Orchestra, singer, our national anthem. Now, 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, 10 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
One of the peculiar things I saw as they lined up, and all these ball players, there are some years on some, and most are young. Only one real fellow who's lost most of his hair, and really shouldn't, I think, Dick Groat. Dick is only 32 years old, but getting down pretty close to the skin there, but a fine ball player. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, along our 310 station network, the Armed Forces Radio, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you men of long-standing broadcasting and televising the ball games here in Cleveland, Bob Neal. Bob?
Thank you very much, George, and hello, baseball fans all around the world. This has been a spectacular moment that the fans of this area have waited for, not only for Cleveland, but all over the United States. Young, old, they're all here to see the wonderful dream game of baseball, the All-Star Game. Ken McBride, who was born in Huntsville, Alabama, who lives in the west side of Cleveland when he's not pursuing the happiness of the Los Angeles Angels, moves out in the direction of the mound. He's a right-hander, and this is his first All-Star Game start. He's 27-6-1, 195-pounder. He's won 9 and lost 6 for the Angels so far. He is considered by many managers in the American League as being the proud possessor of perhaps the best curveball in the game. Frank Malzone, playing third base today for the Boston Red Sox, is a especially proud gentleman because his lovely wife presented him with a new baby boy this morning, and mother and baby doing well in Needham, Massachusetts. So Mr. Malzone indeed probably have a young all-star all of his own on this very appropriate day. At shortstop is Zolo Versalles from the Minnesota Twins. This is his first all-star game. He's perhaps the most excited young man in town. Second base, Nellie Fox, who's been around for some time. And at first base is Joe Pepitone, who also is a rookie. Came up part of last year with the Yankees, and this must be quite an honor for him. In left field, Leon Wagner, who started his career in the National League and who came back from Toronto and with the Los Angeles Angels. In center, Albie Pearson, probably the smallest man to ever play in an All-Star affair. And Al Kaline out in right field. Earl Batty of the Minnesota Twins will handle the catching as McBride takes his warm-up tosses. Hank Soar, plate umpire, ready to move in. At first base is Bill Jakowski of the National League. At second base is Al Smith of the American League. And at third base is Mr. Pryor. So ready to step in from the Los Angeles Dodgers is Tommy Davis. Davis, a right-hand batter, stands about halfway deep in the batter's box. His feet are fairly close, and he strides into the ball. He carries a .327 batting average with the Dodgers. He's hit 8 home runs. And the outfield is playing him straight away. The breeze blowing to right center. First pitch, a little low with a curve, and it's ball one. Wagner is deep in left. Now be Pearson straight away in center, and Al Kaline away from the line in right field. Left side of the infield backed up. Here's the one ball delivery. Outside, ball two. Batty working out to the side of the plate as Davis, who stands fairly upright, solidly built, holds that bat right on the end. McBride with a two ball delivery comes down. And a strike catches the outside corner, 2-1. The All-Star game underway. The breeze is blowing towards right center. It's about 15 miles per hour. Here's the look in, the windup, the 2-1 delivery. A ground ball, slow roller, Malzone charging in, fires across to first, and there's one away. Nice play by Frank Malzone on a chopper to the left side. Came in about 5 steps on the infield grass, got it across to Joe Pepitone, and there's one away as Ken McBride disposes of the first batter from the National League. Here now is a man of outstanding talents. Superlatives would be a little hard to come by to match all of his talents. Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves, called Henry by his close friends. Aaron stands in, right-hand batter, looks at the pitch low outside, ball one. Aaron currently is hitting .310 for the Braves, has 24 home runs, 63 RBIs. He's a slender build, but a fine ability, muscular-wise. Loose wrists, and he takes a little outside, ball two. Well, McBride went to a two-ball count before he was able to get Davis to work. So let's see how he works now on Henry Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves. Outfield around the left, playing him to pull, and the shortstop's deep. There's a ground ball. One hopper to Malzone, the third baseman. Flips across to Pepitone, and there's two away. So Malzone and Pepitone have had pretty much the activity. Two up and two down for the National League in the top of the first inning, and from the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill White.
Number 12, Bill White.
Bill White started out in life, wanted to be a doctor, got a Bachelor of Science degree, and he has been pursuing a very gainful occupation, playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. Takes a swing and fouls it off, strike one. There's no score in the ball game. This is the top of the first inning. Two down for the National League. Bill White started today with a .320 average. And he has 14 home runs for the Cardinals. He's driven in 60 runs. He has power, and the American League is pulled around to the right respectfully. Two down, one strike. Here's McBride's delivery. Ground ball foul. Wide of first. Goes right by first base coach Bob Kennedy. And the count is two strikes. We've just gotten underway. McBride disposing of the first two men to face him. Tommy Davis of the Dodgers, who bounced out third to first. And Hank Aaron, who also bounced out Malzone to Pepitone. Two up, two down, two strikes on Bill White. McBride checks now with Batty. Into the windup, and the two-strike pitch coming down. Slow curve is a little too high. 1-2. Sun shining brightly. It's about 72 degrees. Perfect day for baseball with some beautiful fleecy clouds up ahead. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, fouls it off. Back near the screen comes Earl Batty, and it's on the screen, out of play. One ball, two strike count remains. McBride changed up a little and gave him a change-up curveball. Bill White went after it, but fouled it back, out of play. Two down, nobody on. One ball, two strikes. The All-Star game in Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. Fine crowd on hand. Now McBride will work again with the new ball. Outfield shading just a little to the right for White. Nellie Fox deep near the edge of the outfield grass at second base. 1-2 pitch. There's a bouncer down to Fox, the second baseman. Flips to Pepitone, and the side is retired. Three up and three down for the National League. So at the middle of the first inning, there is no score. Those San Francisco Giants certainly making a strong bid for their second straight National League pennant, and one of the top reasons is big Orlando Cepeda. He's really blasted some beauties this year, and speaking of Orlando, he's been a Gillette fan for many years. Right now, he's going along with millions of other fans for Gillette's special offer. Cool, refreshing sun-up aftershave free with the $1.50 Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set. Gillette Sun-Up gives you a sense of well-being that lasts, has a crisp, masculine fragrance both men and women prefer. Sun-Up is the perfect way to top off a comfortable shave with the Gillette Slim Adjustable. This is the razor with the precision micrometer dial. 9 different blade settings for light to extra heavy beards. One just right for you. Here's a shaving special you won't want to miss. The Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor with free Gillette Sun-Up Aftershave. $1.50 plus tax. Or Sun-Up free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. Nellie Fox will be leading it off for the American League. And Nelson is perhaps the last of the bottle bat swingers. Doc Kramer was the man who originally got him to switch into it. Nellie's philosophy is that the little man in baseball should not be swinging for the fence, but try and get on and let somebody else push him ahead. The outfield for the National League has moved in tight, with the center fielder Mays virtually at deep second base. Davis is in shallow in left, and Aaron's backed up in right. First pitch is outside from O'Toole, the left-hander. Jim O'Toole is known as a nervous worker. He likes to walk around and fidget a lot. He's a fine performer. He's won 13 ball games. And he works now with the one-ball delivery. Outside with a curve, and it's ball two. O'Toole is 26, 6 foot, 200 pounds. 1961, lost 2 games in the World Series. Hails from Chicago. 2-ball delivery. Catches the corner for a strike. Jim O'Toole, as George Bryson pointed out to you, in his early days had think printed across his glove so that he could concentrate. And he is a worker. 2-1 pitch. There's a little looper hit out into center field, going to drop in for a base hit. First hit of the ball game by Nellie Fox, who plays that bat like a musician plays that bow, and he just looped one out over second base. A base hit for Fox. The American League gets the first hit of the ball game, and coming up now is the other little man in the game today, Albie Pearson. Albie Pearson, 5'5" and about 141 pounder. Left-hand batter against the left-hander O'Toole. Outfield remaining in shallow. Fox leads away. White holds against him. Here's the pitch. Too high with a curve. Ball one. The breeze is out towards right center.
One of the things not known about Albie very well is he at one time was a fighter. He had some professional fights. His father had over 100.
My, that is interesting. There's Fox leading away. O'Toole checks him and works down to the plate. And he's going to bunt it, and he takes it for a strike. In very fast on the play was Boyer, charging in for a possible bunt. Sam Mealy, the manager of the Minnesota Twins, coaching at first base, moves in to say something to Fox. Johnny Pesky, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, coaching over at third. And he also is watching the situation. All right, the 1-1 pitch, nobody out. No score in the last of the first inning. There's a high foul cut off near the stands. The breeze will take it out of play. Over is Bill White and the catcher, Ed Bailey, but no chance. So it's 1-2. We're scoreless. We're in the last half of the first inning of the All-Star game from the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. Nellie Fox, the first base runner of the ball game, holds close at first. White, a very fancy man with a glove, holding against him. Not feel shallow. Here's O'Toole, the left-hander, checking on Fox. Here's the pitch, and he checked his swing, and it's inside. Started to go, held up, 2-2. 2-2. Ed Bailey, who hails from the unusually named town of Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, handling the catching. All right, O'Toole is set, checks on Fox at first. Is ready to work, and the pitch coming down to Pearson. Tries to hold off, fouls it back, out of play, and the count holds 2-2. O'Toole is solidly built. He has big, broad shoulders. In his first year in professional baseball, won 20 games. No score in the ballgame. Nellie Fox, the base runner, leads away. White holds against him. O'Toole, the left-hander, ready to work on the 2-2. Down she comes. There's a base hit over the head of Bill White. Going out in the corner. Aaron coming over as Fox goes on for third. Pearson makes the turn and holds as the throw goes into second base. Bouncing ball. It bounced high over the head of Bill White. He had no chance for it. He could have been on a ladder and not been able to reach it. It took a very high bounce over his head and went down the right field line. So the American League now has a runner at third, a runner at first, as Albie Pearson drills a single, and Nellie Fox moves around to third base. Two men on, nobody out. And Al Kaline, the batter. Kaline, the fine outfielder of the Detroit Tigers, who can do everything, stands deep right-hand batter, waiting on O'Toole, who checks the runners at third and first. Pitch, big curve, outside, ball one. Kaline suffered a muscle spasm in the back of his right leg on Saturday, but despite that, he's here. Great honor to be selected, and he's living up to his magnificent standard as a professional baseball player. Here's the check on the runners. O'Toole comes down with a pitch. There's a fly ball hit into left field. Coming in under it is Davis. Fox tags up. Here he comes. There's the throw coming, and it may be close. The runner going down. Here's the tag of the plate. He's out. Davis threw a magnificent strike into the plate to Ed Bailey, and they got Nellie Fox coming in. Boy, what a throw Davis made. Albie Pearson moved down to second on the throw into the plate. So no sacrifice fly, and out as Kaline hits a fly ball to left, and Davis's magnificent throw to the plate gets Nellie Fox. No run for the American League, and Pearson on the throw goes to second base. Well, the fans, you can hear them, are buzzing. Davis threw himself a shot in there like he'd fired it out of a rifle. The batter now is Frank Malzone, the newest papa. Stands in, right-hand batter. O'Toole, the lefty, works his strike. Fastball in the outside corner about a letter high. Outfield is pulled around to the left. Davis near the corner. Willie Mays in left center. And Hank Aaron well away from the line in right. He's way over by the right center field area. Javier, the second baseman, back near the edge of the grass for the National League, wide away from the bag. Malzone waits on the one-strike pitch. Look back to second. Here she comes. Foul back, and it's strike two. Well, the American League fans in the Cleveland area who do not have an opportunity to see too many of the National League stars are still really buzzing over that throw made by Davis to the plate. And they got Nellie Fox, I would say, rather easily. Two strikes to Malzone. A runner on second for the American League, no score. American League has had two hits. Here's the check by O'Toole. Look back to Albie Pearson, and the pitch coming down. Outside, fastball. One ball, two strikes. Malzone was tempted, but held off. Frank is having one of the fine years of a very bright Major League career. Sam Mealy motioning out to Albie Pearson, the base runner at second. Two out, no score, one ball, two strikes, last of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Oh, it's two balls, two strikes. Albie Pearson taking a very short lead from second base. As you know, the entire St. Louis Cardinal infield has Boyer at third, Grote at short, Javier at second, and Bill White at first. Here's a little looper going out in the left center field. Might drop in. Going out is Grote, and he's got it. Fine play by Dick Grote. Running away from the infield, grabbed that one. So the American League does not score, and at the end of the first inning, there is no score. You know, thousands of fans at this historic All-Star game today are keeping their own scorecard so they can relive every thrill in the days to come. Now, just imagine running out of ink in the middle of a big inning. You'd really be out of luck. But now with the famous paper-made piggyback pen, because the piggyback pen carries its own spare refill, when you run out of ink, you simply unscrew the cap, reverse the sections inside, and in seconds, you're ready to write again. You see, the piggyback pen has two points, two ink supplies, a paper-made exclusive. You never have to worry about running out of ink. Like all paper-made pens, the piggyback positively won't skip. It even writes over butter. And it's unconditionally guaranteed to perform or we replace it free. So don't take a chance in running out of ink at a ball game or anywhere. Get the world's only pen with a built-in spare refill, the paper-made piggyback. Get a Papermate piggyback in a variety of color combinations, only $1.69. Fans have seen some real thrills in the early moments of this game. Fine catch by Dick Grote of a little blooper that looked like it was headed out there. And here now, as we move to the top of the second inning, no score is Willie Mays. Ken McBride retired the first three men to face him on bouncers to the third baseman. Mays looks at a fastball outside. Ball one. The outfield is shaded around to the left for Willie. McBride ready. The one ball pitch. Curve is low. Ball two. Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants. Hitting .271. He's got 16 home runs and 41 RBIs. The two ball pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Just above the knees. McBride has gone to three hitters so far with a two-ball count and then has come back to get them. On deck is Ed Bailey of the San Francisco Giants. Here's the pitch outside, ball three. Three balls and a strike. Ken McBride, a lad from the west side of Cleveland, pitching for the Los Angeles Angels and the American League, facing Willie Mays. 3-1 pitch, coming down. Missed, ball four. So the National League has its first base runner in the person of Willie Mays. Dangerous man anytime on the bases. And up now is Ed Bailey.
From the San Francisco Giants, the catcher.
Bailey, of course, has played in Cleveland when the Cincinnati Reds and the Indians combined in a Sandlot baseball benefit program. Bailey came on to Cleveland, and so he has seen this ballpark. So Bailey, a left-hand batter, with Willie Mays jumping off to a good lead. Joe Pepitone of the Yankees, the first baseman for the American League, holds against him. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Little low inside, ball one. Batty keeping an eye on Mays. Bailey hitting .250 for the season in the National League so far, has 13 home runs, 39 RBIs. Mays again jumps off to a lead. Outfield is pulled to the right for this left-hand batter. Here's the check on him. And the pitch. He checked his swing and it's ball two. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. American League has had two hits. National League has its first base runner in the person of Willie Mays. He drew a walk. Now Ken McBride. Again, looks in for the sign from Batty. Checks on Mays, about a four-step lead away from first. Pepitone holds against him. Throw over. He's back. Bill Jakowski of the National League, the umpire at first base, standing right over the bag. Again, McBride stretches, checks, and delivers. And he gets it low outside, ball three. Now, McBride is starting to dig himself a little hole. He's given up a pass to Mays. He stands 3-0 against Ed Bailey, who checks now with Gene Mauch, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, coaching at third, who has checked with Alvin Dark, the manager of the National League team. Mays again with a shorter lead, three steps. Checked by McBride on him. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Got the outside corner. Now let's see whether Bailey goes on the 3-1. He's checking with his third base coach. Moves back in. Earl Batty catching for the American League, shouting out encouragement to Ken McBride. Mays leads away. There he goes. 3-1 pitch swung on. Throw down to second base. The tag by Versalles and he's safe. Mays had a big jump on the ball. A good throw by Batty right over the top of the bag. Versalles came in beautifully, tried a backhand swipe at Mays, but this base runner, Willie Mays, I'm sure you heard of him, gets in there safely. Stolen base for Willie Mays. Three balls, two strikes now to Bailey. National League with a runner on second. Nobody out, no score. Outfield to the right. Here's the check and the pitch. Foul, back out of play. Willie Mays had picked up 3 stolen bases in All-Star competition. This is his 4th. Thank you, George. Kind of exciting to watch Willie, George, even when he just stands there. You keep expecting something.
I guess he's a perfect ball player. He has everything.
Willie looking into the plate. 3-2 pitch coming down. And it's 4, and Ed Bailey draws a walk, and the National League now has a runner at 2nd, a runner at 1st, and nobody out. So Ken McBride has given up 2 walks. And up now is Ken Boyer. His brother Cletus is the 3rd baseman for the New York Yankees. And when you talk to one of the Boyer brothers, he always wants to tell you about the other one. Ken, with the Cardinals, hitting .302, has 8 home runs, 52 RBI. A fierce competitor and certainly a fine all-star. Stands in, right-hand batter, feet fairly close together. And McBride gives him a curve, and he pops it to the right side. The infield fly roll will be in effect. Nellie Fox calling for the ball. He has it, and one away. One down, 2 on, no score. We're in the top of the 2nd inning. Up now is Dick Groat, formerly of the Pittsburgh Pirates, now the captain of the St. Louis Cardinals, and a very inspirational leader. Dick Groat, so far on the year, is hitting .326. He's had 5 home runs, 40 RBIs for the St. Louis Cardinals, a right-hand batter. Stands with his feet fairly wide apart over a closed stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner. Willie Mays, the base runner on 2nd. Ed Bailey, the runner at 1st. 1 out. 1 strike. And Groat the batter. Groat hits to almost every field, and he rarely strikes out. Grisali's trying to keep Mays close. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Malzone can get it. Base hit. Here's Willie Mays going around 3rd. He's come on to score as Wagner throws into 3rd. Boy, that ball had eyes as it went beyond the reach of Malzone. Grisali's tried for it, and he couldn't get to it, and rolled out into left field. So the first hit for the National League is Dick Groat. And the first run of the ball game goes to the National League as Willie Mays comes on to score. Bailey holds at 2nd base. Run batted in for Groat. And Julian Javier, 2nd baseman from the St. Louis Cardinals, right-hand batter. Bats out of a slight crouch, bat close together, wide stance. Ken McBride checks the 2 runners. Here's the pitch. Here's a drive deep in the left field. If it stays fair, it is curving, and it is a foul ball. Boy, that didn't miss by much. This is Javier's first All-Star game, and he had some ideas. He's a very slender build, and apparently is loaded with power. So Julian Javier, hitting .270. He's hit 5 home runs for the Cards, has driven in 22 runs. The outfield playing straight away. It's the National League 1, the American League nothing, as we play in the top of the 2nd. 1 out. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Curveball cupped the outside corner. Strike 2. We were checking some of these players last night on the pronunciation of the names. And Julian, kidding us about the J being a sort of a H in Spanish. Somebody asked him if he had a son, if he'd call him Junior. 2-strike pitch is a curve, strike 3. Big curveball started at him, broke over. So the first strikeout goes to Ken McBride as he gets Julian Javier. And it brings up Jim O'Toole. O'Toole is no automatic out. He prides himself, as most pitchers do, on his ability to swing that bat. He got the bill of a hitter, and up he comes from the Cincinnati Reds, their fine left-hander, Jim O'Toole. We're starting to get a little activity in the American League bullpen as Jim Bunning is up and starting to throw. Here's the stretch now, the pitch coming to O'Toole, a foul back out of play, strike 1. 2 down, 2 on. National League leads 1-0. Willie Mays drew a walk, stole 2nd. Bailey walked. Boyer popped to the 2nd baseman. And Groat, with a single between the shortstop and the 3rd baseman, brings in the first run of the game. Now Ken McBride checks with Earl Batty. Ed Bailey, the runner at 2nd.
Dick Groat, the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Outside, fastball, 1-1. Bright day for this great affair. Large fleecy clouds out over Lake Erie. As you know, the municipal stadium in Cleveland is on the shores of Lake Erie. And the breeze is slight. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Versalles has it. Goes to Fox for the force on Groat coming over. And so the National League picks up a run. Middle of the second inning. The score, National League 1, the American League nothing. These All-Star games are usually pretty tight battles, aren't they, George?
Well, they sure are, Bob, except for 1946. Remember that one? The Americans jumped to a two-run lead in the first inning and kept on going to a 12-0 win.
Yes, they had the stuff it takes to stay out in front. It's like Gillette. They've got the research and manufacturing skill that produces superior men's products. Gillette Right Guard, for example, the country's leading power spray deodorant, gives 24-hour protection in just 2 seconds. Its cool, refreshing mist dries on contact, gets right through for complete protection against odor. 79 cents, or the new economy king size for only a dollar. Another Gillette winner is extra rich, foamy instant lather that keeps your beard drenched through the entire shave. It gives you a refreshing lift, a clean, cool shave every time, with K34 antiseptic to kill harmful facial bacteria. Gillette Foamy, 79 cents, or the giant economy size, only 98 cents.
Warming up the pitcher that time, O'Toole, was Murray Wills, of all people.
Well, that's unusual, but that shows the great ability of these Arts All-Stars and their desire to get in the game somehow, doesn't it, George? Here's Leon Wagner, powerfully built left-hand batter against the left-hander O'Toole. Swings and misses. Wagner had himself a wonderful year last year with the Angels, and he's having another fine year this year. He's been the scourge of American League pitchers. He can really bang that baseball. Hit 20 home runs, takes outside, curveball down low. 59 RBIs for Leon Wagner and a .330 batting average. He's one of the top 10 in the American League. Outfield straightaway for him, breeze blowing towards right center field. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball caught the corner at the knees, and it's one ball, two strikes.
Leon Wagner is one of the very few ball players in baseball who hit with their hands apart an inch or so on the bat, and he's a pretty fair bid for the Triple Crown.
I should say. Here's the 1-2 pitch by O'Toole. Fastball, foul back, out of play. And an all-star souvenir has just gone into the stands. One ball, two strikes. National League leads 1-0. This is the last of the second inning. There's a little line drive hit out over the head of the third baseman. Base hit as Wagner reached out and slapped that ball in the left. Oh, the American League has picked up its third hit, although it has failed to score a run. And Jim O'Toole now will have to face Earl Batty, the catcher of the Minnesota Twins. Here's the stretch, the check on the runner. Here's the pitch to Batty. Takes high, ball one. National League converting two bases on balls, a stolen base, and a single to pick up a run in the second inning. American League had two singles in the first, but couldn't score as Davis came up with a great throw from the outfield. Pitch to Batty. Outside, ball two. O'Toole now, 2-0, two balls, no strikes. Jim Bunning was loosening up while the National League was at bat. There's a foul, and it's two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Here's Earl Batty standing in against the left-hander Jim O'Toole. Outfield has swung around to the left for him. Sun shining brightly. O'Toole checks now on Leon Wagner, the base runner. 2-1 pitch and a strike call. Started the curve way outside of this right-hand batter. Larry Jackson of the Chicago Cubs now starting to throw in the National League bullpen. Right-hander. Two balls, two strikes. O'Toole again checks on Wagner, the runner at first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Change-up, curve outside, ball three. O'Toole was trying to set Batty up. Earl Batty wears a sort of side cover on his helmet. Protection against any additional blow is hit about 2 years ago. 3-2 pitch by O'Toole as he checks on Wagner, comes down. There's a solid smash in the right center field, going back out there is Aaron near the fence, and he hauls it in. And back to first base goes Leon Wagner. Ball hit hard by Earl Batty, but Henry Aaron over there in the corner in right center field hauls her in for a long out number one. One away. And up now is Joe Pepitone. Joe Pepitone is really just a few years away from playing in school. And last year as a rookie, was up with the Yankees for a while. This year his first full year honored by his peers as the American League's first baseman. 277 average. Left-hand batter. O'Toole checks on Wagner. Delivers. There's a slash foul into the stands in left field. Pepitone has hit 14 home runs already in the American League. Has driven in 44 runs. Very fancy young fellow with a glove. Most people agreed he has a great career ahead of him. One strike in the pitch. Curveball, pounded foul to the right side, going off against the facing of the temporary box seats. Two strikes now to Joe Pepitone. National League leading 1-0. This is the last of the second inning. Joe Pepitone facing O'Toole. And he struck him out, threw a fastball right by. Strike two. And that is a strikeout for the American League, a strikeout for the National League. As Jim O'Toole gets his first strikeout, Ken McBride picks up his first in the second. And the score, National League one, and the American League nothing. Here's Zolo Versalles, who's named to his first All-Star game. Right-hand batter crouches over that plate, hands out well away from his body. O'Toole, the left-hander, hits him with a pitch, and on the first base goes Versalles, on to second goes Wagner. So Versalles becomes the first hit batsman of the game. His arms sort of hang out over that plate. He pulled back, but the breaking ball looked like a slider got him. His manager, Sam Mealy, who's the first base coach, is checking him. So Ken McBride now comes up. Two out, two on. National League leading 1-0. This is the last of the second inning. American League has had three hits. The National League has had but one, but the National League has the run. The outfield fairly shallow in all fields. Straight away, O'Toole, the left-hander, checks Wagner, the runner at second. Delivers, too high, ball one. Willie Mays guiding the other members of the National League outfield. He's got Davis over a little in the corner and left. Aaron almost straight away in right. Here's the check on the runners by O'Toole. The one ball pitch. Strike. Went after the curve and didn't get it. 1-1. Ken McBride, the pitcher, facing Jim O'Toole, the left-hander working for the National League in the last of the second inning. 1-0. National League leads. Here's the check by O'Toole, and the 1-1 pitch comes down. Bouncer, slow roller, left side, rolling foul. So back comes Ken McBride. It's one ball, two strikes, two out and two on. Breeze has diminished somewhat, although it's still flickering out towards right center field. A perfect day for baseball. Fans being treated to the best of both of the major leagues here in Cleveland, Ohio. One ball, two strikes, O'Toole ready, works the pitch, curveball, and it gets by the third baseman, and the run's going to score. Here's Wagner coming on, Davis up with the ball, throwing into third base, safe, throw down to second, and the slide by McBride, and he's safe.
Ken McBride slapped the single through the left side, enabling Leon Wagner to come on the score, tying up the ball game. And moving with very alert running was Bersalis, who went to third, and on the throw to third, the pitcher McBride moved to second. So a run batted in for Ken McBride, who helped his own cause with Edwin. Scored as a single. So a good job by Zoe Bersalis with alert base running, getting him around to third, and McBride alert to the situation of Bersalis moving to third, and with the throw going that way, he just picked him up and moved on, and with a long slide into second base, has given the American League runners at second and third. Two men out, and Nellie Fox, the batter. Little conference now between Dick Grote and the pitcher O'Toole. The outfield is shallow, of course, for Fox, with the exception of Aaron, the right fielder. Fox can pull the ball. Now Bill White moves back to first baseman. Runners lead away. Score tied, 1-1 in the last of the second. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside to Fox, and it's ball one. Ken Boyer, the third baseman, is playing about two steps off the edge of the grass. He cannot move in too far because he wants to keep Bersalis fairly close at third. McBride leads away at second. Here's a little looper hit down the line. Davis is there, and he's got it. So Fox lines to Davis, and the side is retired, but the American League ties it up. So at the end of the second inning, the score is National League 1, the American League 1. Ran into Yankee manager Ralph Houk just before the team took the field. Said he noticed that many of the fellas are already swinging to new Gillette Sun-Up aftershave. You get it free with the purchase of the slim adjustable razor set on Gillette's special offer. Men prefer Sun-Up's crisp, masculine fragrance. The gals go for it, too. Sun-Up is cool, refreshing, gives you that top-of-the-morning feeling, a sense of well-being that lasts. And for comfortable, long-lasting shaves, it's the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor all the way. Whatever your combination of skin and beard, the Slim Adjustable suits it to a T. Gillette's exclusive precision dial has 9 numbered blade settings, and one is just right for you. Remember, you get the generous 2-ounce size of Gillette's new Sun-Up aftershave free with the Slim Adjustable Razor Set at $1.50 plus tax. Or it's free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax.
Tommy Davis.
Well, we now have a tied-up ball game. The American League with 2 hits in that inning. A hit batsman was vital to keeping their hopes alive. There were no errors. 2 men are left. And it's tied up 1-1 as we go to the top of the third. Tommy Davis takes a fastball low outside. The Dodger left fielder, who was the National League batting champion last year with a .346 batting average, made a great throw in the first inning. Takes low outside, ball 2, as Ken McBride works to him. Jim Bunning is up again and throwing in the American League bullpen. Bunning worked on Sunday for the Tigers. And McBride is working with 3 days' rest. A solid smash in the left center field. Base hit. Oh, that ball really took off. Davis makes the turn at first and holds as Albie Pearson fires it into Bersalis, the shortstop. So Tommy Davis drilled one. And that is hit number 2 for the National League. Here's Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves, right-hand batter. And Bunning is starting to throw a little harder in the bullpen. She's tied 1-1, the American League with 4 hits. These all-stars have played errorless ball. McBride checks on the runner Davis. Here's the pitch to Aaron. Curve low outside, ball 1. Outfield straight away. McBride working for the American League. Checks now, and Davis delivers to Aaron. Low inside, ball 2. Ken's trying to get these National League sluggers to go for something less than right down the middle of the alley. Aaron works very quietly, but can swing that bat. Hits this one foul. McBride worked him inside, and Aaron pulled it over the roof back of third base.
Aaron keeps that bat well away from his body, back and cocked around his right ear. Leon Wagner, the left fielder for the American League, backed up near the fence. Albie Pearson over in left center, and a big hole open in right center. Two balls and one strike now to Hank Aaron of the National League Milwaukee Braves. Tommy Davis, the Dodgers, leads away. Here's the pitch, a bouncing ball to Malzone. Goes to Fox for one, and can't make the throw. Davis in there sort of upset Fox so that he could not get his throw away. It didn't dump him, but sort of kept Fox from making the throw. Force play, Aaron becomes the runner in the fielder's choice. Play went from Malzone to Fox. One away, runner at first, and Bill White, the batter. We're in the top of the third, and the score is tied. National League 1, American League 1. Tommy Davis, a very fast man, and carries 200 pounds in that frame, and that's why Nellie Fox sort of stepped out of there. Low and in the dirt, good pickup by Batty. One ball to count, one out. 1-1 ball game in the top of the third inning. White sort of works that bat around like youngster would work a little stick. He keeps it loose. Ball two inside. Now White checks in with Gene Mock, the coach at third base for the National League. Moves back in, checks his belt. Hank Aaron, the base runner at first, staying close with Pepitone holding against him. McBride checking with Earl Batty, the catcher. Has the sign, checks on Aaron, delivers. There's a swing and a high bouncer. Pepitone grabs it and is going to go to first, and he just gets there. He looked down to second as if he might throw to Versalles to try and get Aaron. Realized that he would not be able to get the speedy Aaron and elected to race to the bag, beat White. White bounces out, Pepitone unassisted. There is no sacrifice there. Aaron is moved down to second. And it brings up Willie Mays, number 24 of the San Francisco Giants. Two down, score tied, 1-1. We're in the top of the third. Aaron with a good lead from second. Ken McBride works to Willie, and it's high, ball one. Willie Mays has 14 runs in 14 All-Star games, hitting .422 in All-Star competition. So he's been spectacular. Little low, ball two. Outfield shades a little to the left for Willie, and all of them respectfully deep. Versalles, the shortstop, very deep. Hank Aaron with a good lead from second base. Two out, two ball pitch. Stir right, caught the corner. McBride started that ball about the center of the plate, nipped the outside corner as he broke it down and away from Mays. Jim Bunning of the Tigers still working. Here's the next pitch. Low outside. He tried to get him to go for the fastball. Missed with it. 3-1. So a big pitch coming up for Ken McBride. Three balls, one strike. Two out, Aaron, the runner on second. And on deck is the left-hand batting Ed Bailey. Mays walked his first time up, scored the National League's run. Swings and drills a single into left center. Here's Aaron making the turn at third. He'll score. Willie Mays makes the turn at first and holds as the throw goes into second base. So Willie Mays drills one. And it's now a 2-1 ball game as the National League goes out ahead. Third hit. Or the National League have made those base hits count. Aaron coming on. So it was a vital play that the bouncer by Bill White could not be fielded in time to throw to second for a sacrifice or a force play at second. And Aaron, as a result of the base hit, comes on to score. National League 2, American League 1. Mays now the base runner and Ed Bailey the batter. He walked his last time up. Ken McBride works to him and he swings and misses. Strike one. The outfield is straight away. And the right-hander watches Willie Mays. He's got a pretty good lead, Joe Pepitone. There goes Mays, and here's the batty will not make the throw. The pitch was low inside. Mays looking around. He lost his cap about 4 feet from the bag. He wondered where the ball was. Ball was down low. Batty grabbed it and decided not to make the throw for fear he'd throw it away. 1-1 now with two out. Willie Mays with a good lead from second. Here's the pitch. Here's a base hit in the right field. It's going to go through. Here's Mays making the turn at third as Albie Pearson is up with the ball and throws into second base. So Bailey rips one into right center field. And the National League goes ahead 3-1 on only four base hits. In comes Willie Mays after making it to second base, brought home by Bailey's single. And a run batted in for Bailey. Two out. And Ken Boyer, the third baseman from the Cardinals, who popped to the second baseman in the second inning. McBride works to him, gets a strike over the outside corner. Base hit by Willie Mays gave him his 20th hit, which ties him with Stan Musial for greatest number of hits among present company in all-star competition. So it's two strikes now to Ken Boyer. Outfield is shaded around to the left a little bit. The runner at first base is Ed Bailey. Boyer waits now as McBride delivers the curve way outside. One ball, two strikes. Well, the National League started to go to work with two out. These have been scorching singles. There have not been any home runs. 3-1, the National League leads. It's even. There's a big curve outside, and it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. This is the top of the third inning. The National League 3, the American League 1. Joe Pepitone, the first baseman, playing back of the runner by about two steps. Ed Bailey leads away. Ball three outside, 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. So Ken McBride is experiencing a little trouble. He comes in close with that pitch. And these swingers from the National League are banging that ball. Bailey will be going. There he goes, 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit into left field. Leon Wagner moves in on the warning path. Should have it, and does, and that's all. But the National League has picked up two runs in the middle of the third inning. The score is National League 3, the American League 1. Well, again this year, the All-Star Game is a top attraction, just like Gillette's special offer. Free sun-up aftershave with the purchase of the 150 Slim Adjustable Razor Set. Sun-up gives you that top-of-the-morning feeling, a sense of well-being that lasts. And its crisp, man-style fragrance really charms the ladies, too. For the fastest, most comfortable shaves of your life, try the popular Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor. The Slim's exclusive precision dial has 9 different blade settings. One suits your combination of skin and beard exactly. It's light and long with a slim, compact shaving head for those hard-to-reach areas like under the nose. Pick up the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set at $1.50 plus tax and get the generous 2-ounce size of Sun-Up Aftershave free. Or Sun-Up is free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. We pause 30 seconds now for station identification.
If you're buying a new car, a boat, or anything else you'd like to finance, be sure to check with Industrial Bank of Schenectady to find out how easily and economically you can arrange the loan you need. Industrial Bank offers low-cost loans for any worthwhile purpose, and you'll find a ready welcome whenever you care to stop in to talk over your needs. It's Industrial Bank of Schenectady at 224 State Street and the Woodlawn Branch with a drive-in window at 1815 State Street in Schenectady. This is WGY Schenectady.
We have a new battery now. We have Larry Jackson of the Chicago Cubs coming on to pitch for the National League. Johnny Edwards of the Cincinnati Reds will do the catching. That's the first changes that we have seen in this All-Star Classic. National League leads 3-1 as we go to the last of the third inning. And first batter to face the right-hander from the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson, will be the outfielder from the Los Angeles Angels, Albie Pearson. Alvin Dark wanted to have a clarification from umpire Hank Soar of where these fellas might go in the batting order, for I'm sure that the members of the press be interested in knowing how they will bat. And I think that's what's being sent along, a slight, no, maybe not. Edwards is now heading back towards the dugout. Jackson, in the meantime, is playing catch with the shortstop. So it may well be that there might have been a change here. And Edwards is going back in. Could it be that they're not going to take out the catcher? Got to play three innings. I think you just reminded Alvin Dark that the starters must play the first three innings, and that's what it is. And so back comes Ed Bailey. All right, we're all straightened away now. Ed Bailey, who had was all set to watch the rest of the game along with us, now comes back out. So we're ready to go as Larry Jackson comes on from the Chicago Cubs to take over the pitching chores. Jackson of the Cubs is 9-7, a right-hander. Works a fastball outside and high. Ball one. O'Toole worked two innings and gave up four hits. There's a strike. 1-1. O'Toole did not walk a batter, and he struck out one. He hit one. And he surrendered a total of four hits. He's charged with one run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. There's a drive foul. Boy, Albie Pearson laid a little wood on that ball and lined it into the lower box seats. The outfield playing straight away. They are not shallow for Albie Pearson. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Jackson. Inside, ball two. 2-2. Alvin Dark had sent Edwards out. Of course, these managers want all of these young men to play. Here's the 2-2 pitch. There's a looper foul curving down near the stands, racing over as Davis, but no chance. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Managers want to give every opportunity to all of these young men who have been selected to get into the game. The 2-2 pitch coming to Pearson. Bouncer foul going into the American League dugout. That one got one of his associates down there in the dugout who just shouted out, "We're on the same team." Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Pearson. Too high, ball three. Larry Jackson, one of the most capable performers on the mound. Many years starred with the St. Louis Cardinals, now doing an outstanding job with the Cubs. Works on a 3-2 pitch. There's a line drive in the left center field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Chasing after it is Willie Mays. There goes Albie Pearson digging for two. Mays up with the ball, fires it into third, and Albie Pearson with a double. Fans are applauding for two things. One, the power and placement of that base hit by Albie Pearson that went all the way to the fence. And the other, the spectacular fielding by Willie Mays, who on the dead run circled around behind Davis at the fence, came up with the ball, came out from behind, and fired it into third, all in the same motion. The score, the National League 3, the American League 1, with the American League having a base runner on second, hit number 5 for the American League. And here's Al Kaline, hit a fly ball to left. Jackson, the right-hander, works to him with a strike. Four hits surrendered by O'Toole. Jackson surrenders a base hit to the first man he faces. All right, Albie Pearson leads away. Here's the look back to him by Jackson, and the pitch to Kaline. Swings, a bouncer foul. Wide of third. And a happy souvenir. The Cleveland Indians have erected some temporary box seats around the front of the normal stands area, and that little fence is shorter than the regular fence, and fans, of course, with good exercise, are picking off a few souvenirs. Two strikes now to Kaline. Stands deep in that box. Jackson looks back to Pearson on second. 3-1 the score. National League leads. 3-1 pitch. Strike call. And
friend, Al Kaline, called out on strikes as Jackson exploded a curveball over the outside corner. So Jackson gets his first strikeout, second registered by National League pitchers today. Frank Malzone, he popped to the shortstop his first time up. Frank Malzone of the Boston Red Sox, hitting 329, has 12 home runs, 53 RBIs in the regular season. Takes low outside, ball one. Ed Bailey remaining in the game, handling the catching. And Larry Jackson, who took over the pitching from Jim O'Toole, working with Albie Pearson, the base runner. National League leads 3-1 as we play in the last of the third. Here's the stretch, check back to Pearson, the base runner. And cutting over is Javier. And all of a sudden, there was almost a pitch. Malzone was hoping the pitch would be made. Javier broke over to try a pickoff play on Pearson. And now Albie's looking back out towards him. One ball pitch. And it's low outside, ball two. Looked for a moment like Albie was a little frightened by all that commotion back there. He was looking in to see what was developing in front of him. Two balls a count. One out, one on. And a strike. Now, Zone tried to check his swing, but it was over, and it's 2-1. The outfield for the National League is playing Frank Malzone well around the left. They're giving him virtually all of the right field area. Hank Aaron is in right center, Willie Mays in left center, and Davis around the corner and left. Jackson checks Pearson, the 2-1 pitch. There's a little looper hit on the left field. That's going to be a base hit. Here's Albie Pearson hitting third. He's going to score. Davis throws into second base. It's 3-2 now. The National League leads. So Malzone just stroked that little short looper out into left field. Malzone gets a run batted in, and that is hit number 6 for the American League. 3-2, the National League leads, and here's Leon Wagner. He stroked a single in the second inning and scored the first American League run. So Malzone, celebrating the birth of his new baby boy, gets himself a base hit. Wagner, a slow roller right side. Bill White waiting for it. Flips to Jackson, covers, and out at first is Wagner. Moving down to second is Malzone. Wagner sort of topped that ball up on the handle. White made a good play on the ball, electing to let Jackson continue, who had broken from the mound towards first, threw it over to him, and the play goes from the first baseman White to the pitcher. Malzone moving to second base on the play. So the American League has a runner on second, two out, and Earl Batty, the batter. He lined to the right fielder, Hank Aaron, first time up. Batty, with a very open stance, has his left foot pointed down towards third base. He's a right-hand batter. Malzone leads from second. Jackson, the right-hander, ready to work. Here's the pitch. Foul off into the stands. Strike one. That one started in the upper deck, wound up in the lower deck, and the fan that got it did not expect it. Two out, one strike. 3-2 the score. The National League leads by one. Malzone represents the tying run. Batty swings, and there's a base hit into center field. Malzone makes the turn at third as Mays comes up with the ball, and he will score. Score is tied 3-3. Earl Batty of the Minnesota Twins come through with a base hit. Off Jackson, his third hit. Jackson now has given up two runs. And here's Joe Pepitone, the free-swinging, very capable first baseman of the New York Yankees. Outfield moves around to the right. Two out, runner at first, score tied 3-3. And Jackson, the right-hander, checks on the runner at first. Batty works to Pepitone. A swing and a miss, strike one. Bill White playing back of the bag with Pepitone, the batter. Joe Pepitone waiting now, left-hand batter against the right-hander. Here's the pitch to him, and he swings and he drills one into right field. Henry Aaron is there. He makes the catch, and that retires the side. But the National League gets two runs, and at the end of three, the score is tied.
National League 3, American League 3. Although Brooks Robinson isn't in the lineup at the moment, Casey Stengel rates him as one of the finest third basemen since Pye Trainer. Brooks is a pro who plays with the enthusiasm of a kid. He's enthusiastic about Gillette, too, one of our biggest boosters. He's already sold on Gillette's newest product, Sunup Aftershave. Right now, you can get Sunup free with the purchase of 150 Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set. Sunup gives you that top-of-the-morning feeling, and the girls go for its crisp, masculine fragrance, too. And how about that Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor? Set the dial to one of 9 numbered blade settings, the one that suits your skin and beard exactly for a shave that can't be equaled. The Slim is light and long with a newly designed shaving head for those trouble spots like under the nose and chin. So get the Slim Adjustable Razor plus new Sunup Aftershave free at $1.50 plus tax. Or it's free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. We have a new pitcher now for the American League. Jim Bunning comes on to take over. Bunning, who hails from down Kentucky way, used to, when he traveled during the baseball season, would have Bertie Tibbetts living in his house. Bertie Tibbetts was then the manager of Cincinnati. Jim Bunning is 31. He's 6'3", 195 pounder. Hails from Fort Thomas, Kentucky. And this is the fifth time that Jim Bunning has been selected. He's pitched 12 innings, has won one and lost none, has given up only 4 hits in all that time. Dick Groat of the St. Louis Cardinals will face Bunning. And here's the first pitch. Fastball for a strike. Ken McBride, who started, gave up 3 runs and gave up 4 hits. It's tied 3-3 as we go to the top of the fourth. Groat had a single his last time. Takes a curve. Big, slow curve. Started at this batter and then broke over. Bunning is a, I guess ball players would say, a very difficult man to follow because he throws almost 3/4 sidearm and sort of falls towards first base as he delivers the ball. So Groat now moves up a little in the batter's box. And Bunning is ready to go with a 2-strike pitch. Score tied, 3-3, a real thriller. Here's the 2-strike delivery. Curve is low outside, 1-2. Some American League batsmen try to bunt on Bunning, figuring that with his move towards first, if they can bunt the ball towards third, they lessen some of his effectiveness. Outfield is shaded to the opposite side for Groat. 1-2. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit into right field. Al Kaline is there, moves back a couple of steps, hauls it in, and there's one away. So Dick Groat is out number one in the top of the fourth. Ken McBride, who worked the first 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, walked 2 batters, struck out 1, and gave up 3 runs. Here's Julian Javier, second baseman from the St. Louis Cardinals, called out on strikes in the second inning. He's batting in the number 8 spot. Outfield for the American League has Wagner in left, Albie Pearson in center, and Kaline in right. Straight away, curve for a strike. Bunning, with his very effective sidearm motion, makes his curve doubly effective since he starts it right in at him. Frank Malzone, the third baseman, about even with the bag. Zoilo Versalles of Minnesota, the shortstop, deep. Here's the 1-strike pitch. Fastball outside. 1-1. 3-3, the score. 7 hits for the American League, 4 hits for the National League. We've had 1 double, the rest have been singles. Albie Pearson of the Los Angeles Angels with 2 hits. The 1-1 pitch. There's a high pop near the mound. Malzone shading his eyes. Moving in, has his glasses down, and makes the catch. That sun is brutal about this time, but Frank Malzone takes it. 2 down. 2 up, 2 down. As we play in the top of the fourth, 3-3 ball game. And we will have Larry Jackson, the batter.
Larry Jackson.
Jackson from the Chicago Cubs. The pitcher bats as he throws from the right side. And the outfield is straight away for him, not too deep. Swings, and he drives one into center field. Albie Pearson is there. The little fella straightens away, makes the catch, and that retires the side. National League goes down in 1-2-3 order. At the end of 3.5 innings, the score, National League 3, the American League 3.
Bob, although Vita Pinson just missed making the All-Star team, having quite a year, isn't he?
He sure is. I had a chat with Vita recently, and is he happy about that batting average? And another thing he's enthusiastic about is new Gillette Sun-Up Aftershave. You know Sun-Up is available free with the purchase of the 150 Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set. For the top-of-the-morning feeling fans, try Sun-Up, Gillette's new aftershave. Sun-Up gives you a wonderful sense of well-being that lasts, and its crisp, man-style fragrance really charms the ladies. For shaves that are fast and refreshing, clean and comfortable, it's the popular Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor. The Slim's exclusive precision dial has 9 different blade settings. One suits your skin and beard exactly, and it has a trim compact shaving head for those hard-to-shave areas. Get Gillette Sun-Up Aftershave free with the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor at $1.50 plus tax, or it's available free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. Last half of the fourth inning, Zoilo Versalles, the shortstop from the Minnesota Twins, playing in his first All-Star game, hit by a pitch by O'Toole, stands in against Larry Jackson, the right-hander. Here's the arm coming down and the pitch, a bunt attempt, foul. Strike one. Boyer came charging in, and that's one of the reasons he's on the All-Star team. He really moves. Outfield around the left, one strike pitch. Bouncing ball, going through, base hit for Versalles. Makes the turn at first, but holds as Davis, with that great arm, throws in the second base. So the American League starts off here in the fourth inning with a base hit. That's hit number 8. Fourth hit off Larry Jackson, who came on to work in the third. O'Toole worked the first 2 innings. And Jim Bunning, the batter. Bunning, who took over for Ken McBride.
Bunning.
Pretty good swinger. Bats from the right side, deep in the batter's box, holds that bat well away from his head. Boyer looking for a bunt. It is bunted. It's foul. So the score tied 3-3. The American League trying to move Versalles, a very fast man, down to second, with the top of the batting order coming up. Our little exchange among the National League All-Stars. Boyer has moved into the cut of the grass at third base. Bill White is playing inside of the bag at first, ready to charge in. And, of course, this is one of the most beautiful plays in baseball, to watch its execution. Throw to first, back safely. Close play. Bill White throwing that glove down on Versalles. Good throw by Jackson. One strike in the stretch. Check on Versalles. Leads away. Here's the pitch to Bunning. And he bunts it along the first baseline. Grabbing it is White. Can't go to second. Goes to first. Throwing to Javier. Sacrifice is good, and Bunning moves Versalles to second base. So we have a runner on second for the American League. Score tied 3-3, and Nellie Fox, who lined to the left fielder and singled his first time up, and who almost scored in the first inning, would have, except for Tommy Davis, who fired a real strike in on him. Jim Bouton of the New York Yankees starting to throw in the Yankee bullpen, and we're about to get some activity in the National League bullpen. Versalles leads from second as the pitch comes down, a bunt down the third baseline, foul. Fox just dropped the bat, let the bat do the work, and he was halfway down the first baseline. Little conference as Ed Bailey shouts some encouragement out to Larry Jackson. The outfield is shallow for Fox, with Willie Mays practically playing deep shortstop and Tommy Davis at deep third base. All right, one strike, one out, a runner on second. Here's the pitch to Fox. Fouls it back on the screen, and it's strike 2. Ray Culp of the Philadelphia Phils, a right-hander, goes to work in the National League bullpen. Jim Bouton, a right-hander from the Yankees, starting to throw in the American League bullpen. 3-3 the score. 8 hits for the American League, 4 hits for the National League. Check back on Versalles now by Larry Jackson. Pitch to Nellie Fox. Down low. Nice stop by Bailey, and it's 1-2. Zoilo Versalles opened this inning with a single. Sacrificed to second by Bunning, standing there with a good lead. Jackson checks the sign, checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nellie Fox, who despite the fact that he's the oldest American League player in this game, shows the enthusiasm of a young boy, chokes up on that bat about 6 inches. Looks out to Jackson, who's ready to work. Pitch coming down. And he threw his bat at it, dropped out of the catcher's mitt. Now going to third is Versalles, and the throw to first, and he's out. Strikeout with an assist going down. He didn't see the ball, and Versalles moved to third base on the play. Ed Bailey could not find that ball. And by the time he had discovered it, and the time Fox, who was discouraged by the fact that he had struck out, could move on out, the throw was to first, but Versalles moved to third. 2 down now, and Albie Pearson, with 2 hits in 2 times at bat, stands in against Jackson. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Albie Pearson, the littlest man in the game. A double all the way to the fence in left center in the third. Started the American League rally. Is going to bunt it and took it. Strike two. Outfield is straight away. Jim Bouton throwing in the American League bullpen. Ray Culp from the Philadelphia Phillies throwing in the National League bullpen. Larry Jackson now with a 2-strike count on Albie Pearson, 2 out, runner at third. Here's the pitch. Down low, 1-2. Right side of the infield for the National League, well back with this left-hand batter. Ken Boyer, not taking any chances on Pearson, is playing even with the bag. 1-2 pitch on the way, and it's too low for ball two. Score tied, 3-3. American League have picked up 8 hits. The National League have 4. But the runs are the same. 3-3. This is the 4th inning. Last of the 4th. Down low, ball 3. As Albie Pearson attempted but held off. The ball broke down and away. Three balls, 2 strikes. 2 out, Versalles, the base runner at third. On deck is Al Kaline. Here's Jackson with the 3-2 pitch. Down she comes, and it's a ground ball foul. Bill White, with a good glove, comes up with it, but a foul ball. Always an impressive sight to take a look at the umpires who, right on the line, Hank Sore at the plate, Bill Jakowski at first base, Bill Haller of the American League out there along the line. 3-2 pitch coming down. Struck him out. Gave him a curveball, changed the speed. Got him on it. So the American League fails to score in their half of the 4th. And at the end of 4 innings, the score is tied. National League 3, American League 3.